It's been Urkel, Urkel, Urkel all morning.
You stay away from Krause's donuts.
IRCA, I-R-C-A, stands for International Restaurant Critics Association.
What do you think, Benson? Should we invite a bunch of restaurant critics to the mansion?
I don't think Krause's cooking needs a second opinion.
Sir, these critics represent 3,500 periodicals and newspapers throughout the world. A few favorable mentions from them could mean millions of dollars to the state's tourism industry.
I just don't like cozying up to a bunch of fancy snobs with their wine tasting and their six forks. What do you think, Benson?
Well, I don't know, sir. Clayton makes a good argument.
Yeah, Benson, please.
Yeah, a modest reception could be money well spent.
Just stay out of this. Don't listen to him, sir.
Clayton, he agreed with you.
Oh? Oh.
Yes, I just thought of how we could do it.
Brilliant idea, Benson. Don't you think so, sir?
I don't know. I haven't heard it yet.
What we do is we invite the best restaurants in the state to prepare their favorite dishes and the critics can judge them.
All right, if you guys think it's worth it. Clayton, go ahead and set up the affair.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Benson.
I'll be bored to death.
They left this mail for you, Benson, Governor. Clayton.
Thank you.
This one's for you, Krause. It's from the state penitentiary.
Oh.
Are you guys having a class reunion or something?
It is from Zeke, my pen pal in the pen.
Zeke?
Yeah, we've been writing to each other for 7 years.
You're corresponding with a felon? What's he in for?
For 7 years. Pay attention, Clayton.
He happens to be a very nice man.
I'm sure he is, Miss Krause, and I think it's admirable that you care enough to give another human being hope.
Well, you can't give up on people. He's still a member of the human race. Holy mackerel, they're letting him out.
Oh, sure.
And he is coming here.
Well, you can't let him come to the mansion.
He wants to meet me face to face.
What, is he crazy? Hasn't he been punished enough?
Miss Krause, go ahead. Invite the fellow over. As a precaution, I'll have him checked out. I'll call Dr. Witowski. She's an old friend of mine from the parole board.
Sir, if you want my opinion...
No, Clayton, I don't.
Miss Krause, I
don't want your opinion either.
Fine. That's the way you want to be. That's fine.
Maybe I want your opinion, Clayton.
No, you don't, Benson. You're just looking for an opening to make another smart remark, a joke at my expense. Well, I'm on to you. I'm not going to set you up anymore. I'm nobody's fool.
Don't worry. Someday somebody will adopt you.
Benson.
So then he says, how about if I walk home from school with you? And I said, no way, nerd, and walked away like I was kind of bummed out. And he snuck up behind me and pushed my books out of my hands. Then he ran away. What do you think?
I think you got him right where you want him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is he cute?
He'd be a lot cuter if he could keep his shirt tucked in.
I have the same problem with Pete.
Denise, Denise, I can't go through with it. I am so nervous about meeting Zeke.
Oh, Gretchen, calm down. Just remember, he's the same man from the letters, a gentleman, a sweet man.
A man who's been behind bars for 7 years.
Benson, this is not an extravagance. The restaurants are supplying the food. All we have to supply is the room.
Clayton, we're not supplying a room with a 20-piece orchestra.
Now, this occasion demands an orchestra. I feel very strongly about it.
Strongly enough to pay for it yourself?
Yeah, perhaps you're right. Who wants to see a bunch of people dancing with their mouths full?
Could you two hold it down? Can't you see my nerves are shot?
Krause, it's more than your nerves.
Zeke will be here any minute, and I don't know what to say to him.
That's very simple, Miss Krause. Make him feel at home. Talk about license plates. I do not approve of inviting dangerous criminals into the mansion.
Clayton, the governor spoke to Dr. Witowski of the state parole board, and she had nothing but good things to say about Zeke Webster.
That's right. He was a model prisoner.
I think I heard the door.
Hi. I'm looking for Gretchen Krause.
I'm Gretchen Krause. How do you do? This is Benson, Clayton, Denise, and Katie, and Gretchen, and you. Well, it has been nice meeting you. I have lots to do, and I'm sure you have much to catch up on after having been in prison for 7 years. Auf Wiedersehen.
Well, I think there's a misunderstanding here. I'm not Zeke Webster.
Then who are you, Buster?
I'm Jack Reynolds, Zeke's parole officer. I drove him over. He's waiting in the car.
Ah, excellent idea. We'll wave to him from the window.
Ignore him. Everyone else does.
Before I bring Zeke in, I just wanted to make sure that Miss Krause's job offer still stands.
Job offer?
You offered him a job?
Did I?
Well, Zeke gave me this letter from you. Let's see. Here it is. When you are paroled, you can come see me about a job.
Sounds like a job offer to me.
Well, I am a little short-handed in maintenance.
But you're not seriously considering this.
Clayton, the man's a human being who stands a much better chance of fitting in society if we give him the help he needs.
Yeah, Benson's right. Okay. He's got a job here.
Wonderful. I'll send him in.
Benson, Miss Krause, I respect your ideals, but this is no place to practice them.
There's no point in having ideals if you don't practice them.
I think you're doing the right thing. After all, he's paid his debt to society.
I think it's ridiculous.
I think it's neat.
Thank you all. I feel much better now. I think everything is going to turn out just fine.
Hi. I'm Zeke.
I'm telling you guys, the way Fatso's makes a cheeseburger, oh, it's a work of art.
I am not feeding the critic from Le Monde du Gourmet a cheeseburger.
Clayton, you said this was going to be a short meeting. We've been talking about this for 2 hours.
Sir, we must narrow down hundreds of restaurants to the top 10.
And how many do you have on your list now, Bunsen?
43? 44 if you're going to include this Fatso's.
Excuse me, Benson. Zeke is here to fix that leaky faucet.
Send him in.
Thanks, please.
Hey, Zeke, how's it going?
Real good, Benson, real good. Hey, Pete.
How you doing, pal?
Afternoon, Governor.
Hi, Zeke.
Mr. Endicott.
All right, let's get on with this, shall we? We're all agreed on Antoine's, correct?
Yeah, I'll just be a few minutes.
Okay. Governor, why don't we have Pete call Dwight, what's his name, who writes the food column for the Sunday paper, have him pick the 10 best.
Dwight Hollinger? Writes one unimportant column for a dinky little paper.
Well, gee, I remember when they printed your dinky little picture, you called it an outstanding periodical.
Why don't we just put all the names in a hat and pick 10?
That may be the silliest idea to ever come out of this administration.
All right, that's it. Who's the governor around here, huh? Me. So I'm deciding. Pete, have Dwight, what's his name, pick the top 10. Clayton, finish arranging this thing without wasting any more of my time. I don't want to hear another word about fancy restaurants or fancy foods or fancy table settings. In fact, I don't even want to hear you speaking French. Because if you do, I'm going to put this whole thing down the porcelain fixture. Got it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going upstairs to take a nap. You think that's a silly idea, Clayton?
No, sir.
Waffles were wunderschön.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, they were great. Thank you for making my breakfast.
Oh, it was nothing.
Really excellent. You did a fine job. You know, Zeke, Bob Langstrom's going on vacation next week, and we're short a man on the bowling team. Would you be interested?
Not really.
Oh, we have lots of fun. Last week, some of the guys got crazy and glued my boyfriend's toupee to his bowling ball. I tried not to laugh, but it was a hoot.
See, I don't know anything about bowling. I'd be out of place.
Yeah, well, it was just a thought.
Yeah, well, I better get to work. I'll see you later, Gretchen.
Hi, Zeke.
Hey.
Who's the man who's Zeke?
Oh, I don't know, Benson. He's so depressed. I think he thinks he doesn't fit in.
Well, I guess it hasn't been easy on him.
Good morning.
As a matter of fact, I know it hasn't been easy on him.
Glad to see you, Miss Krause.
Excuse me, Miss Krause. May I speak to you for a minute?
Oh, sure. Zeke's been fine. Gets here early every day. 3 weeks, perfect attendance.
Mr. Reynolds has a little problem with Zeke's parole.
Oh, no.
Is there anything we can help with?
Well, as I was telling Mr. Endicott, Zeke is living in this hotel, and some of the residents are known felons, which is a violation of Zeke's parole. I know it's going to take him a couple of days to find a new place, but starting tonight, he needs somewhere to stay.
Yes, that is a problem.
I have an idea.
What?
Well, until Zeke finds a place to live, he can stay with you, Benson.
With me?
Sure, Benson. Your condo's got two bedrooms.
Look, Kraus.
After all, it was you who said the man stands a lot better chance of fitting into society if we give him the help he needs.
Yeah, but...
And you said, what's the point of having ideals unless we practice them?
All right, all right, all right. Zeke can stay with me.
Thanks, Benson.
But only until he finds a place of his own.
I'll go tell him.
Oh, thank you, Benson. That's wonderful.
Well, Benson, now you and Zeke can be real buddies.
Now, hey, Benson. You home early, man?
Hey, Zeke.
So are you?
Well, it's Wednesday, my half day off.
What are you doing with my shirt?
Well, I was washing some of my things, so I figured I may as well wash some of yours.
Oh, Zeke, you gotta stop doing all these things for me, man. The other day, you washed and waxed my car. Last night, I'm trying to watch Dynasty. You vacuumed the whole house, and now you're doing my shirts. All this doing for me makes me nervous.
Sit down.
Why?
Because I cooked a pot roast and some vegetables for dinner.
For goodness sake, Zeke.
And I'm going to have to do some grocery shopping tomorrow, man. I ain't got nothing left in here to cook.
Oh, Zeke, you don't have to keep cooking and scrubbing and mopping and waxing and cleaning.
I know, man, I know. I just want you to like me.
Well, why wouldn't I like you, man?
Because I'm a criminal.
You're not a criminal. You did something, you went to jail, you did your time, and now you're out.
I'm an ex-con. That's going to be with me for the rest of my life.
Zeke, you can't think of yourself as just an ex-con.
That's the way everybody else thinks of me.
That's their problem. You can't live your life by what other people think.
Oh, come on, Benson. Even Gretchen acts a little different when I'm around. What's the matter? You don't like broccoli?
Oh, yeah. Zeke? Did you ever stop to think that maybe people treat you like an ex-con because that's how you think of yourself?
That's a good point. I'll think about it, man.
Okay, just forget the ex-con. Man, this meat is boss. Where'd you learn to cook like this?
Prison.
Prison?
Yeah.
Must have been a four-star prison.
Yeah, man, have some potatoes.
Okay. Whoa, baby, whoa. Why you cook so much? There's only two of us.
I'm used to cooking for 1,800 men.
Well, I guess this means we'll be having a lot of leftovers, huh? What's that, Cross?
It was a toaster.
Terrorists got it, huh?
No, I took it apart.
Same thing.
Miss Krause, the reception is tomorrow. We have to decide on the seating arrangements. Have you ordered the fresh flowers?
You got something for me to fix, Gretchen?
Do you mind not speaking until I'm finished here?
I don't have that much time, Miss Endicott.
Well, I heard that.
I would imagine time is something you know quite a bit about.
Yeah, how's that?
Having done so much of it.
Yeah, well, better to do it than to waste it.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Clayton, I asked Zeke to come and fix my toaster.
Krause, I'm not talking to you.
Hey, man, I think you better apologize to her.
Zeke. Put him down, babe.
He shouldn't talk to Gretchen that way.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know. But put him down, okay?
I warned you about that criminal.
He's not a criminal!
Oh.
You take that back!
Krause, put the man down, will you?
I am going to go and talk to Zeke, and you stay out of my sight.
Why is everybody defending him? He's the one that was in prison.
People like you won't let him forget it. You can't get past the label.
Benson, any reasonable man would look at that person and know that he's a criminal type.
I'll bet you I could prove you wrong.
You've got a bet. $100 says you can't convince anyone that Zeke Webster is anything more than a lowlife.
Okay, but let's forget the $100. Let's make it really interesting. The loser has to take Pete to lunch for a month.
And pick up the tab.
And he can't tell Pete why.
You're wrong. Benson, you just made a sucker bet.
Yes, I did. You walked right into it.
Sure, it's going pretty good, huh?
I've been so bored in all my life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can't tell if the critics are enjoying themselves. They never smile.
Sir, I'd like you to be the president of IRCA. Monsieur Arnaud, je voudrais vous présenter le gouverneur de notre état, Jean Gatling.
Très heureux, monsieur le gouverneur.
How do you do, Mr. Arnaud? I'm sorry, I don't speak French.
That is quite all right. I speak excellent English.
Well, congratulations. Are you enjoying the food?
Oh, not particularly, gouverneur. Oh, however, don't be disappointed. It is very nice, very pleasant, very ordinary. But we do appreciate your hospitality.
Oh, thank you so much.
You'll excuse us, Governor, Monsieur Arnaud.
Man, we bailed them out of two world wars.
Yeah, and California makes better wine.
And Italians are better lovers.
What Italian?
No particular Italian, all Italians.
Denise!
That's what I heard.
This is a disaster. They don't like anything. They're going to ruin us in 3,500 periodicals and newspapers throughout the world.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Critics Association, may I have your attention, please?
Oh, no. What is Benson doing?
Well, I don't know, but I'm glad he's here now. Maybe things will liven up.
As you know, this evening, Mr. Clayton Endicott III has presented some of the finest food in our state.
Sure, blame it on me.
But now, after years of solitary confinement practice, a new chef is about to burst upon the international scene.
What is he talking about?
Yes, this is a private man, a man whose cuisine has been tasted only by a select group of 1,800 inmates, men. Rarely seen outside in public.
What?
May I present for your consideration the gastronomical delights of Chef Ezekiel Webstill.
We'll be the laughing stock of the entire eating world.
Now, as I understand it, Mr. Webster has prepared for your delight a zesty blend of haricot rouge et de viande hachée dans une mixture de sauce tomate de bière.
I call it chili.
What the hell are you doing?
Just go along, Krauss. Our beautiful Mademoiselle Gretchen Krauss here, head of household affairs, was just reminding me that it was she who discovered the esteemed Mr. Webster.
Monsieur
Dubois.
Ah, Dubois.
Oui, 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 oui.
In what category does this Webster perform his art?
In what category? Well, I'm sure you are familiar with the category Nouvelle Cuisine Primitive.
Nouvelle Primitive.
Oui, monsieur?
Of course I am aware of it. It was I that coined the phrase.
Is that right? Well, then let me leave you in Chef Webster's hands.
Here you go, Monsieur.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to bring the spoon back.
Best cotton picking chili I ever had. You know, we could have had a cookout. Roasted marshmallows, sung song. Oh, well, 20-20 hindsight.
Absolument magnifique. But, Monsieur Dubois, you are not fooling me with this man.
I knew it.
This story of solitary practice, it is a lie. This is no simple cook. This man has studied with the greatest chef of Europe. The subtlety of his sauce is without parallel. Please, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just enjoyed the creation of a master.
Well, Clayton, anything to say?
Yes, these critics are a bunch of tasteless, dim-witted toadies.
No, I meant about Zeke.
Well, you made your point, Benson. Perhaps I was a little narrow-minded.
You aren't forgetting the bet, are you?
No, I'm not forgetting the bet.
Well?
Peter.
What?
Are you free for lunch tomorrow?
What?
I'm buying.
What?
Spare me the histrionics. Can you make it?
What do I look like, a jerk? Of course I can make it.
Good.
Oh, well, come on, buddy. Let's go get some chili. Denise?
Benson, I want to thank you, man.
Yeah, Zeke.
No, I mean it. You really showed me something. Now it's not going to be so scary on the outside. Gretchen, Benson, I owe both of you so much. I better get back to my chili.
Oh, you know, Benson, it's moments like this when I say to myself, Gretchen, you really are something else.
Maybe one of these days science will discover what?
Don't tie it in a knot, Benson.
Thank you.
Benson, you better get some chili before they run out.
It's all right, sir. We got enough for 1,800 men in the kitchen.
You know that ex-convict we hired?
Yeah.
That chef would be his twin brother.